and understanding. The dialogue between science and Buddhism is a two-way conversation. We Buddhists can make use of the findings of science to clarify our understanding of the world we live in. But scientists may also be able to utilize some insights from Buddhism. There are many fields in which Buddhism can contribute to scientific understanding, and the Mind and Life dialogues have focused on several. For instance, when it comes to the workings of the mind, Buddhism has a centuries-old inner science that has been of practical interest to researchers in the cognitive and neurosciences, and in the study of emotions, offering significant contributions to their understanding. Following our discussions, several scientists have gone away with new ideas for research in their fields. On the other hand, Buddhism can learn from science as well. I have often said that if science proves facts that conflict with Buddhist understanding, Buddhism must change accordingly. We should always adopt a view that accords with the facts. If upon investigation we find that there is reason and proof for a point, then we should accept it. However, a clear distinction should be made between what is not found by science and what is found to be non-existent by science. What science finds to be non-existent, we should all accept as non-existent. But what science merely does not find is a completely different matter. An example.